All right, everybody, welcome to our most recent Phoenix Rising podcast. We are very lucky today to have some of our interns talking about the future of the law. Two of the interns that I have today is Emily and Jaden. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Go ahead, Jaden, you go first.
Hi, my name is Jaden Rinkevich.
My name is Emily Denhays.
The first thing I want to talk about is let's talk about where you're going to school. But before we go to that, because you're both at Syracuse University, why law school? Go ahead, Jaden.
So I think for me, it was kind of a long time coming. Kind of a lot of the people I looked up to in, you know, just everyday life. I mean, a lot of talking heads on the news, you look into them, they're all lawyers and stuff like that. You look into politicians, and a lot of people I respect and kind of admire all have a JD and wanted to be like them and kind of replicate what they were doing. So I kind of went that route.
Got it. Now, tell me more. When you say, you know, all of the talking heads, is there something specific? There had to be something specific that stood out to you from the perspective that having a JD will give me this.
It was probably their ability to kind of articulate their thoughts and kind of just be well-spoken and convey the information necessary that, you know, whatever they were talking about needed to, and just being able to, you know, decipher the problems that were coming yeah. on a day-to-day basis and explain it to an audience. I thought that was super cool and wanted to do something like that.
Yeah, I tell people all the time that, you know, intelligence is the ability to be able to say anything and have somebody else be able to understand that. We were talking about that this morning when we were meeting. And the same exact thing, that thing that most impresses me about most people with JDs, not all of them, is their ability to be able to, you know, take this and turn it into this so that you right. can kind of then decipher it from there. Was there any specific person, group, or anything that said, you know, this motivates me?
When I was kind of growing up, obviously things were very politically charged with the election in 2016. So kind of just going over like the political news coverage and I can't say it's one individual yeah. by themselves, but kind of just all of it all together kind yeah. of culminated into this. So
yeah. And you're originally from Buffalo, correct?
Correct.
Right. So you're a Bills fan.
Huge.
Sorry to hear that.
No, it's great.
I'm actually a Giants fan, which makes it even worse. But Emily, what about you? Bills fan?
Bills fan.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, so law school for me was an easy choice because my whole life, my parents are doctors, but I knew that that was not the way that I wanted to help people. I always knew I wanted to help. I just didn't know how. And so as I kept growing up and, you know, listened to podcasts and watched the news and just learned more about what this world has to offer, history and whatnot, I learned that I am passionate about the law and that I can use it to affect change, and I won't be constrained to a certain group of people. The law doesn't discriminate, so I'll be able to work with multiple different types of people, and that is what drives me.
Yeah, like to Jaden's point, you have this situation, but the JD allows you to do the next step above it too, right? Whether it's, you know, doing something with the politics and pushing bills and doing all of the things, it lets you take the action to be able to do that. Because I'm a firm believer that everybody in life wants to give back. They just, like you said, just don't know where.
Absolutely.
Right? Or they don't know where, how, all of those different things, right? So being able to have a JD after your name to be able to help them at likely the most vulnerable time in their lives is crazy to me. So what made you want to do, because you said that your parents are both doctors, what made you want to break away from not being a doctor and go to law school?
I think, well, so my mom, unfortunately, because she had so many children, I kind of watched her have to step away from her dream of being a doctor. And that was originally what made me know that I wanted to help people and that I wanted to do something that mattered and truly mattered and would change people's lives. And so I think that over time, as, like I said, as I began to learn more about the law, I learned how I could use it to help and how you can argue with the law to make those changes that you want to see.
Yeah.
And so I may have gotten away from the original question, but...
Yeah, the original question is, what made you go into law mm-hmm. versus being so easily influenced by having two parents that are doctors?
I didn't like it. I didn't like what, because I started pre-med at Bucknell. I was on a pre-med track, and I took biology. I was like, I don't like this. It's boring, not interested in this. And my dad's like, well, forewarning, you're taking a lot of biology in the future, so if you don't like it, I'd drop it now. And so I kind of just took a step back and was like, okay, I don't think this is what I'm going to do. And I think it's really important. It's a value of mine to do something that makes me happy and that's important to me and that I'm passionate about.
Yeah.
And if I don't like biology, I could almost bet that I'm not passionate about medicine.
Yeah, for sure. And there's ways that you can help people that doesn't involve the painfulness of biology.
Right.
And it was so great that, you know, you could have that conversation with your father and be like, hey, just so you know, there's going to be a lot more of this. If you don't like it, let's find another path for you. And I'm glad for you that you were able to find that path. And I think it's super important, and I try instilling this into all of the interns that come through the firm, is that don't do the law because it's something that somebody else wanted you to do. Mm-hmm. Right, which is a lot of times why people become doctors, become lawyers from there, because there's going to be a point in your career where you're like, why the F am I doing this? Right, and that F has to be substantially stronger than my parents are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I think that that's a really powerful thing that I try instilling into all of the interns, is that, you know, if you're not going to like arguing, if you're not going to like, you know, reading, if you're not going to like writing, then we're already past the point of no return here. But let's transition into law school. How has the transition been from college, from high school to college, and now obviously law school? Emily, you go first.
So for me, I had a strange college experience with COVID, and I played soccer, but then I kind of decided to switch and really just focus on school. And so then I moved to Florida and kind of just started adulting from there and worked at a law firm. And that was where I really learned that this is what I wanted to do. Although we were, you know, the firm was constrained to like PI work and doing, you know, slip and falls and car accidents, it still gave me an idea of how lawyers operate and how they use their knowledge and their individual skills to help their clients.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of the transition from that into then learning about the law was interesting. It was different than I think most people would experience, just because I was kind of already doing like the 9 to 5, like then doing school after work. And so I was kind of used to like doing work for 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
And so that change wasn't as drastic for me, but I would say what was drastic was the workload and just like there's no end in sight.
Yeah.
And I think that it was difficult at first for me to adjust to, like, I literally did not ever see an end. It was just like more and more and more. But the reason I know I made the right decision in doing that is because that wasn't tiring for me. I liked it and I was passionate about it, and it made me happy going to school because I knew that I was going to be learning about something that I loved.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that it's important that, you know, when you go through those moments, it's, you know, it's either I hate this or I love it. And it's that drive that keeps you going, right? Because it's not always good.
No.
It's not always going to, you know, sometimes it sucks. We're talking about finals and you're like, it's just a grind. You just have to figure it out and get it done. And that's unfortunately, the things that you're learning today are probably not going to be very practical, you know, when you get into the courtroom. But it's that guiding. And I think that law school is geared towards that exact mindset of figuring it out. Mm-hmm. Right. Jane, what about you? Well, how's your transition to law school,
I mean,
Ben?
If you want to start from high school, you know, I was an athlete as well, so I was really busy with football and lacrosse and other things. So I was kind of used to a busy schedule. And then that all kind of changed in college with COVID. I wasn't really on campus for a majority of my college career. So kind of got away from all that, kind of forgot what a busy schedule was like. But then, also during college, so really passionate about political science, really had a love for that. Took another degree in business administration as kind of a backup plan in case law school was something I didn't want to do later. Realized I hated that, didn't like business all too much. So,
most lawyers don't.
Yeah. So went back to law school and kind of reignited that passion that I had for political science and, you know, academics in general. But I'd say it is a change. It's a lot. You're not going to have free time. But if you're kind of used to not having free time doing sports or other extracurriculars in high school or college, it's along the same lines. It's just, you know, the next level.
Yeah, that's a really great analogy that you both hit on, is that the fact that you already are already busy as an athlete, mm-hmm. just what's replacing this sports is more school, yeah. right? And when you're playing, you know, sports at the level that you're playing, it's not for fun anymore. I mean, it is, but you're playing on a competitive level and it's work. So you're replacing one with the other.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Let's do an engagement activity that I call advice for my future self. Jaden, you start off. Share with me what advice that you would give to your future self.
Just stick and adhere to your principles. I mean, that's pretty simple and straightforward. I feel like as long as you kind of stick true to who you are and, you know, I kind of feel like I already know what I want from life. And as long as I keep working towards those goals, as long as I try my best to get that done, I think that's all I can really do.
So. Yeah, I 100% agree with you. I'm a firm believer that you can get anything out of life. Mm-hmm. You just have to be willing to give.
Right.
And with zero expectations of getting anything in return.
Yeah.
Right. And if you do that, I think that you have the ability to obtain anything in life that you want. So, you know, that's a really great thing. What about you, Emily? What is your note to yourself?
My note to myself likely would be, hopefully I would get to see this note in between, you know, my graduation. But honestly, I would say, like, to keep getting involved in things instead of, because it's so easy to just become complacent and go from class to class and have that be all you do. But law school offers so many other extracurriculars and things that you can do to not only learn more about the law, but just improve like who you are as a person and figure out what type of lawyer you want to be. And so for me, like in the past, I'm just used to just going to class. I don't join much, especially in college, because I was playing Division I soccer. It was difficult to really join anything else.
Yeah.
But once I realized the value in doing these other things, as much as they may be more tiring and it may take more time, they have so much value to them. And so my note to self would be to just keep exploring new options and doing new things, and because you never know what might interest you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I appreciate that, guys, because it's really important that, you know, as people potentially watch this podcast that are thinking about law school, for whatever reasons, right? You know, whether their parents are lawyers or they just want to make a difference in the world that they live in. And again, I'm a firm believer that everybody wants to make a difference. Some people have the means to be able to go to law school and do the things, and some people just figure it out. So I appreciate you guys sharing that with me. On the next episode, we're going to have another intern. And we're also going to have somebody that's in college that's considering going to law school there. So we will look forward to that episode. All right. Welcome to episode 2 of Beginning with Purpose, Finding Your Why in Law. And here I have Ava Shore. Hi, Ava.
Hi.
And Braden Scullion. Ava's actually a law school student at Stetson.
Yep. Stetson.
No, it's also a cologne, but it's not. That's not what we're talking about. though you did say that your mascot is what?
It's like they're called the Hatters. It's the cowboy hats because they're the Stetson. I don't know. I think it's a brand of a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, Good to know. We learn something new every day. And then we got Braden over here, who is actually not in law school, but he's at Alabama right now. Roll Tide. And he's considering going into law school. So thanks, guys, for coming on. Let's talk with Braden first. Why Alabama?
Okay. So, you know, obviously there's tons and tons of colleges in the country, and there's a lot in New York State, and there's even two in Syracuse, which is where I'm originally.
I mean, there's more than two.
Well, yeah, but you think of the two big ones, Des Moines and Syracuse. I really just wanted to get somewhere away from home, you know, to experience a different part of the country, kind of a thing. And Alabama was actually the first college that I ever toured. And from the moment I stepped on campus, I fell in love. Like, I knew that Tuscaloosa was a place that I wanted to be, and somewhere I would not mind living. And, you know, each year that I'm there, it just reaffirms why I want to be there.
Yeah. I hear, and maybe I'm wrong, or maybe I got another college wrong, I hear it's a pain in the butt to get there.
Oh, well, so you got to – there's no direct flights from Syracuse to Birmingham.
Yeah.
So you got to go Syracuse to maybe Charlotte or D.C. And then you got to fly to Birmingham from there, you know, wherever your connecting port is. Then you got to drive about 45 minutes to an hour, depending on traffic, to Tuscaloosa. So it is a little bit
of a difficult
place to get to. But, like, it's also kind of a smaller state. There's really only a couple airports.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But –
cool. Well, good for you. Ava, you're in Florida.
I am.
What took you to Florida when you were from Bevo?
Yeah, so originally from Syracuse, right outside of Syracuse. And
Go Orange.
I decided to go to undergrad at the University of Tampa, which is right over the bridge from where I go to law school right now. I was a 2020 high school graduate, so right in the middle of COVID. And I really knew that I wanted to have some sort of a normalcy in my freshman year. And the schools in Florida were hybrid at the time.
Yeah, Florida did not care.
No. So that kind of took me there. My dad and my aunt are alumni from UT. So that also drew me down to Florida. And then when I was applying to law school, I had originally thought I wanted to stay in practice in Florida. But later decided once I was already in school that I actually wanted to come back home and practice in New York.
Cool. Why New York versus Florida?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of reasons. The funny one I like to tell people is I can handle the winters here. I can't handle the summers there anymore. Mm-hmm. But the main reason is my whole family is here. Not only my parents, but my whole extended family lives in the Syracuse or Oswego area. So I really wanted to be back toward them. Family's super important to me, especially as my sister gets older. She's involved in more. I hate missing things like that. So I knew I want to be back close to the family unit.
Got it. Now, why law?
My story, I feel like, is a little bit unconventional. When I was growing up, everyone used to tell me I'd be a good lawyer because I love to argue. And I loved to get into arguments with pretty much anybody who would go at it with me. And then once I went to college, I decided to major in musical theater, which was a complete turn. I'd always been a very high-achieving academic student, and musical theater was not that. I did not have to take a ton of really challenging classes academically. And about halfway through my college experience, I realized that I was really struggling because of that. I wasn't having the academic stimulation from these intensive courses like I had in high school. And so when I really started to get down to it and was like, okay, what am I going to do with my career? Because I don't think that musical theater is going to give me in my career what I need to be happy in life. And I realized the whole reason I loved theater and being a part of it was because I love to tell other people's stories. I like to share the stories of others. And so I had to think of a way where I could still share people's stories, but get the academic and intellectual stimulation. And I found that through law. And I think one of the great things about law and law school is that not only do I get to tell other people's stories, I get to change them. And I can use the law to really make a difference in those people's stories.
It's a great, great story. Just hearing you say, I wanted to not only have a voice, but to be able to change how people hear that voice, it's super, super powerful. So I'm glad you switched. So good for you.
Me too.
Brayden, talk to you. Talk to me about why potentially law. Have you made the decision? Where's your head at with all of that potential?
Yeah, I've definitely, excuse me, I've definitely made that decision. I think that is something that I really want to dive into moving forward. The internship here really reaffirmed my thought process into it. So yeah, I think that that's definitely something that I'm going to be doing moving forward.
That's great. Why? Like, what are the things that's driving to say, I want to be a lawyer or I want to have my JD or all of those things?
Well, I guess to start, like, my family historically was and is in the medical field. My mother's a nurse practitioner. My dad's mom was a nurse. I got an aunt that's a PA, another aunt that's a nurse. My stepmom's a surgeon. So, like, that was kind of all I was exposed to as a kid. And basically from, you know, elementary school to, you know, maybe my sophomore year in high school, I, you know, always used to tell people, like, I want to be a surgeon. You know, I want to help people. I've always wanted to help people. And the people that know me best will always say that I will help someone else before I help myself, you know. And then I took chemistry and I hated that. And I knew that I would keep having to take chemistry classes. So I said, maybe this isn't the best field for me, but I still want to help someone in some capacity. And I, you know, thought about it and I said, I love to read. I love to learn. And law is one of those things that will always change and it will always challenge you. So throughout your career and throughout your life, you're going to continuously learn something.
Yeah.
And I remember I was actually going on a college tour. I was in the airport with my mother. Funny enough, we were going to Tennessee. Hate them now, but and we're just sitting there, and you know, I was, you know, it's still the College of Arts and Sciences that you go under, but I'm sitting there and I said, Mom, I don't want to be a surgeon anymore. She's like, okay, what do you want to be? I said, I think I want to be a lawyer. And it just kind of went from there, and it kept growing and growing and growing, like my want to do that and my want to help people and learn more and all this, all these other things just kind of got me to this point.
Cool. It's always great when you have the support, you know, from loved ones. And I know your father well, and I know that he is super, super duper proud of you. And I've learned that science is not very fun for some people.
Yeah, it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I hate that I still have to take science classes, even though they have nothing to do what I want to do with my life. But
yeah. Again, it's kind of like when we talked about Emily, it's about doing those necessary evils that challenge you. Because even when it's law or life, things are going to come at you that you're like, oh, shit, I did not see that coming. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's all a learning lesson. Now, you know, the next thing that I want to talk about is where do you want to go to law school?
See, I don't really know that yet.
Okay.
My parents and, you know, other people that I've talked to, including like other attorneys at the firm, have said, follow the money. You know, if it's a place that you like and you think that you could learn there well and you could have a home there and, you know, you get maybe a nice scholarship or something like that.
Yeah.
Go there.
Is there specific areas of law that are interesting you?
The thing that interests me the most is criminal defense.
Okay.
But I do have some interest in civil stuff.
Okay.
But I, you know, I'm not sure where I'm at in terms of interest with that, but it is something that I would definitely want to look into.
Yeah. And nor should you either, you know, because you're going to want to keep that open. Because I remember last year it was corporate law, mm-hmm. right? And now it's criminal law. And next year, I mean, maybe not, but next year it's family law, right? Maybe. Yeah. No. Who it should be that as you get more exposure, this is something that I want or this is something that I definitely don't want, you know, from there. Let's go back to you, Ava, in law school. What is some of the challenges that you've seen in law school? Because all of the interns that we've talked to today have had a difficult go of it because of COVID, right? Like you didn't get that full experience. So what are some of the struggles that you're seeing as a result of your experience?
Yeah, I think, you know, first and foremost, law school is hard. And you can't sugarcoat that. You can't sugarcoat that you're going to have the grueling long days, late hours of studying, maybe taking your whole weekend to study, 7 days on, no days off. That is one of the hardest transitions into law school, especially because it's all academic work, especially your first year. You're not really involved in clubs. You're not on advocacy boards or journals yet, things like that. So all of your time is consumed with the reading, the writing. And sometimes it can feel like literally all of it is on your shoulders and it will never leave. It's always like one task is done, okay, right on to the next, and your checklist never ends. So I think that is definitely something that's difficult coming from undergrad, which may, you know, you may have been busy with your activities and your classes, but the amount of work and the level of work you're getting in law school definitely changes. And the other thing is life doesn't stop just because you're in law school. You still have to be an adult and go to the grocery store and clean your apartment, and you have family things that come up, or you might have to take a day off because something happens or you need a mental health day. You know, life doesn't stop just because law school is happening. And I think that is definitely something you have to remember in those times where it feels like, oh, I can't stop. I have to just keep going. No, there has to be a break.
Yeah, that's a great segue to my next question, where I'm sure the work becomes so overwhelming, mm-hmm. right? And the people that are saying that it's not overwhelming, they're just fooling themselves, yeah. right? Or they're very good at putting it aside, mm-hmm. right? What are some of the things that you do so you don't get overwhelmed, you don't get burnt out, all of those things?
Yeah, something important to me that I learned throughout first semester, obviously when you first get there, you're just trying to keep your head above water. You have no idea what's going on. The material is very difficult. But something I learned was every single week I took one day off. And if I couldn't take the full day, I would do a couple hours in the morning and then the rest of the night not thinking about law school, going to like do an activity with friends, maybe friends from undergrad who aren't even in law school with me. So I could really separate myself from those moments when it feels like all there is law school. That yeah. was something really important for me. Also just taking time to connect with friends and family, even if it's just a 5-minute phone call with your mom. I remember at orientation for like new student orientation in the summer before I started law school, the dean came on and said, you know, you might not be able to call your mom every day. Well, my mom knows if she's watching this, I call her about 5 times a day. So that didn't change. And I think it's really important to maintain your relationships outside of law school. It can really help having that support system.
Yeah, no, that's great. I love that for you. Because you have to have that support system throughout that, right? Because, you know, otherwise, why are we doing the things that we're doing?
Exactly.
Right? Like, it's got to be a full circle of the why for you. Ben, what about you? How was your transition from high school to college, Ben?
I like to think it's gone great because
I think it's great.
Because I'm fine, like, you know, I grew up, obviously, like, parents are very on to me about things, and it's not out of, you know, disrespect. They care about me, so they want me to do well. But, you know, college has been great for me because college to me is the first time in your life that you finally start to make your own adult decisions.
Like, yeah.
The decisions you make in college is kind of what sets you up for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being 1,000 miles away, it's nice not having, you know, my mom come into my apartment every 30 minutes being like, oh, you got to clean this. And
yeah,
do you make sure you got your schoolwork ready and all that stuff? So it's been really nice. There have been challenges at times, you know. Like I said, your mom can't come.
She can't bring dinner.
No, she can't. You got to kind of fend for yourself sometimes. And then, you know, there are also times when you're struggling and maybe the only thing you can do is call your parents or something like that. But it does teach you a certain level of independence that you will need.
Yeah.
And it also kind of forces you to make friends, you know, because no one that I knew that I went to high school with or went to high school around the area goes to Alabama. So I had no comfort zone.
Yeah.
So I kind of just had to go out there. I had to make my own friends. Like my first friend that I made was at a football game.
Yeah.
Because I was alone and I just went up, sat next to him. We talked and now we're roommates.
Yeah.
So, you know, it teaches you to really live in your own world. You create your own world.
Yeah. No, I think that's great. Knowing your father, as long as I've known your father and as good of friends that we are, I'm really impressed with what I've seen you become. And yes, that's the parenting, but that's also you. So I want to give you kudos for that too. That is going to be our episode of our fresh perspective of why the law and falling in love with the law. So thank you guys. I really am very super excited, super proud of you guys, especially since the outline I gave to you was the wrong outline and you guys had to wing it just like you would have to do it in court if you needed to. So, so thank you. Be prepared for our next episode. It's going to be Meet the Lawyers. Stories behind the case. And I promise this time I'm actually going to bring the lawyers with me. Thank you.